This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. While the UN chief has called for no effort to be spared to protect civilians in the embattled Syrian province Idlib, Turkey, which shares a border with the province, repeated its call for a ceasefire in the last major rebel stronghold. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he was making an appeal.
So much is at stake. It is absolutely essential to avoid a full-scale battle in Idlib. This would unleash a humanitarian nightmare unlike any seen in the blood-soaked Syrian conflict.
An estimated 3 million live in Idlib, with many seeking shelter there after being evacuated or displaced from conflicts elsewhere in the country. Turkey's ambassador, speaking to the Security Council, warned an offensive by Russian-backed pro-government forces, including Iranians, would only create further suffering and alienate and radicalize more Syrians. Nikki Haley is the U.S. UN ambassador.
No matter what type of weapons or methods are used, the United States strongly opposes any escalation of violence in Idlib.
She accused Russia and Iran of cynically, systematically, and ruthlessly violating de-escalation zones. Russia's UN ambassador argued terrorists, he linked to Al-Qaeda, Islamic State, and other groups, cannot be allowed to hold hundreds of thousands as human shields. The UN said some 30,000 residents of Idlib have already fled villages near the Turkish border to escape the impending assault. The leaders of Ethiopia and Eritrea have reopened crossing points along their shared border closed since hostilities broke out 20 years ago. Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said troops from both countries will withdraw from the border region and return to camps to de-escalate a tense war situation. Mr. Ahmed and President Isaias Sitwoki signed a breakthrough agreement back in July, officially restoring diplomatic relations. This is VOA News. In Afghanistan, at least 32 were killed, dozens wounded by a suicide bomber Tuesday during a demonstration between the eastern city Jalalabad and the Pakistani border. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Smaller blasts in Nangarhar province targeted schools, killing a boy and wounding several children and adults. The International Criminal Court Tuesday said it was undeterred in its work after White House National Security Advisor John Bolton rejected its authority over U.S. actions in Afghanistan and threatened to prosecute ICC officials if Americans are charged with war crimes. U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert said the U.S. bases its stand on its own sovereignty.
And that each country has its own sovereign rights, including our own. And encompassed in our own sovereign right is the fact that we have a fair and independent judiciary. We feel that that fair and independent judiciary more than backs up and takes care of any judicial issues that would confront, that would be in front of U.S. citizens and also U.S. service members.
But the head of the Afghan Human Rights Commission called the U.S. position unfortunate, insisting delivering justice to victims of war crimes will facilitate the peace process. In Spain's Catalonia region, hundreds of thousands rallied in Barcelona Tuesday in a show of solidarity with efforts to gain independence from Madrid. They mark Catalonia's National Day, observing the fall of the city to Spanish troops more than 300 years ago. The march occurred less than a year after a failed independence bid. Islamic State Tuesday claimed responsibility for an attack on Libya's state oil headquarters in Tripoli Monday that killed two staff members and wounded 10 others. Three attackers were also killed in the attack. Hurricane Florence continues to churn in the Atlantic Ocean toward the U.S. southeast coast with winds of 225 kilometers per hour. Forecasters expect it to get bigger and intensify. Four states have already declared states of emergency. President Donald Trump said he was briefed Tuesday by federal disaster officials.
The safety of American people is my absolute highest priority. We are sparing no expense. We are totally prepared. We're ready. We're as ready as anybody's ever been.
The Category 4 storm is expected to make landfall Friday, with some areas expecting rainfall totals that measure in feet. Brazil's popular imprisoned former president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva Tuesday ended his bid to stand in next month's presidential election. His running mate Fernando Haddad will represent the leftist Workers' Party, Lula serving a 12-year prison term for corruption. Tech stocks drove U.S. equities higher in Tuesday trading. Tech giant Apple expected to unveil its latest iPhone Wednesday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.